Good morning, everyone. This is the Shaman. It's the 30th of March, 2023. This is my first trip out to the honey hole in almost a year. It's 2 weeks before the beginning of spring gobbler season, and I have to tell you, it's good to be here. Frankly, it's good to just be. Just before turkey season started last year, I was diagnosed with cancer and spent a good part of the summer getting chemo. I was pretty ragged still in deer season, but I'm back at it, and I'll go to the oncologist here in the next week, and he'll probably give me another clean checkup. I was out at turkey camp first weekend in March, and I heard the most incredible display of gobblers and hens. Heard that roar I've described from jakes. There must have been several jakes all roosted together. And I'd say all in all, 20 or so individuals down in Hoot and Holler, about where Dead Skunk Hollow comes in. It was just an incredible display. Sadly, I had not come out with recording equipment. I was figuring it was going to be a typical midwinter morning where you don't hear much. But, oh, I got one gobbler. He is about at my 8 o'clock, so roughly west, northwest. He's back over in Virginia, and then I have a couple out in front of me, way down in Pity Creek. Sun rises in about 20 minutes. That gobbler over in Virginia. I'm going to turn the mic so you can hear him a little better. this is the first action I've really heard since that first weekend in March. I won't say it's common, but it's happened in the past where I get down here first of March or thereabouts and hear nothing until a week or two before season starts. And when that first happened, I gotta tell you, I thought the turkeys had up and disappeared. I don't worry about it anymore. For whatever reason, they may or may not go through a period of relative quiet. Still pretty subdued this morning. Although it's better than it has been. It's been a relatively cold, rainy March. Not frigid, but colder than average. And I think the next week is going to be really wet, and then it's going to dry out. At least I hope so.
that copper, I think, is the latest incarnation of the Virginia Rambler. Do you get a copper roosting on the top of the ridge in Virginia? And when he pitches down, he comes out. Well, there's a little pasture that he walks through, and then he meets the road, and if I'm calling to him, he'd make that right turn and come strutting up the road. Several times over the past 20 years, I've had a turkey do just that. They love strutting in the middle of that road. I'd say the Ramblers pitched down, found a hen or two, and clammed up. Well, as I said, it's good to be back, and good to just be. I may get one or two of these done before season starts. Well, it's getting on towards sunrise. I'm gonna head back to camp. I'll catch you later.